A fifth grader from Sandy electrified the internet last week when a video went viral of her asking Congressman Jason Chaffetz a question about science at his town hall. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
11-year-old Hannah Bradshaw wasn't even going to attend last week's forum with Congressman Chaffetz. But as her mom was leaving, she thought, why not, and tagged along.
And when we were in the car, she asked me, well, think of a question because you might get asked, and so I thought of a question.
It took about an hour, but she finally got called on. With the crowd cheering her on, she walked to the front of the packed auditorium and read her question aloud.
What are you doing to help protect our water and air for our generations and my kids' generations?
The crowd started cheering, but she wasn't quite done.
Do you believe in science? Because I do.
That moment was shared in videos that have since racked up tens of thousands of views across social media. Hannah says the reaction surprised her.
I was walking back to my mom and people were high-fiving me, but I just remember him saying, like, she's very brave, and I just heard that he didn't answer my question very well.
Chaffetz did respond by talking about Salt Lake's air pollution problem, but was booed when he stated he believed coal to be part of an all-of-the-above energy solution. Hannah, who listens to the news twice a day, says she was disappointed by his answer.
Climate change is a really big thing right now, and it's like could hurt our future generations, and it's a big thing, and why isn't he trusting the scientists and their studies?
Hannah isn't alone in this concern. Nationwide, scientists and their supporters are organizing a March for Science in Washington, D.C. on April 22nd. Worried by what they see as growing skepticism for science-based evidence by policymakers. Although still a ways off from voting age, Hannah says the whole town hall experience was interesting, and she plans to stay involved and keep advocating for the environment. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.